With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
My name is Andrew, and I was 15 at the time this happened. I was new in school, and had just met some two guys that, for privacy reasons, will go by the names Josh and Jacob. They were cool kids, and the day I met them, we bonded so well that around lunchtime, Josh told us about an abandoned house that was a couple of miles away from school, saying it was supposedly haunted, and that we should visit it after school. Me and Jacob both laughed it off, telling him in the nicest way possible to say, "That's stupid."
Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But eventually, Josh got us intrigued, because his and Jacob's parents weren't home that day. My parents were going to be watching football with my neighbors, so I figured it was a potential plan. At around 9 p.m, I get a message from Jacob saying, "Dude, get dressed and meet me outside your house." I eventually got up and walked outside, seeing both Jacob and Josh waiting on my front porch with their phones and flashlights. "What the hell?" I said, confused. "Why did you bring flashlights?" Jacob and Josh looked at each other, then back at me. "We're going to break in the abandoned house by Railpoint Road."
No,
I said to them. "We can't break into an abandoned house. We could get in serious trouble." We started having an argument, and long story short, they got me to go with them. We all hopped on our bikes and started following each other to the house. We stopped to overlook what seemed to be an old and rusty house, with a cracked window on the second floor. Josh enthusiastically got off his bike and tried to open the door, starting to get mad that it was locked. "Damn old door," Josh yelled, getting a splinter in his left hand. "I got it," Jacob said, putting a cloth on his arm and breaking the glass next to the door, unlocking the door and opening it. We walked in the house and we all stopped and realized it smelled like rotten milk. And the walls had stains and bugs crawling, and the furniture had mold. We all looked around when we suddenly heard a loud slam coming from upstairs. "Hello?" Jacob said, walking up the stairs with me. The floorboards were horribly damaged. When we got to the top, one of the doors started to bang violently. Over and over again, the door banged. As soon as me and my friends were gonna leave, a loud and grouchy voice yelled, "Get out of my home," eventually screaming like a deranged man. We were gonna leave, but Jacob and Josh were gone. They vanished. I quickly hid in the closet and heard the loud bangs and screams coming from the man getting closer. The man busted through the door and started to throw things and scream from the top of his lungs. "Where are you?" I was so scared I felt like I was gonna cry, but I somehow stayed silent. The man stopped and walked out of the room. I got out of the closet and eventually jumped out the window. When I got out from the window, I started to run, and as I looked back at the broken window, I saw the man's face smiling with his big, bulgy eyes and his huge, crooked teeth. I got on my bike and just sped home. Ever since then, I never saw Jacob and Josh again. Never showed up to school those days. Till I got a package, and it was a bloody shirt that had a note on it that said, "Miss me yet?"
This story takes place when I was in grade school. I used to suffer from night terrors and sleep paralysis, so I would always be bothering my parents to sleep with them. They finally got fed up and locked their door, which left me alone in the living room. I started to just sleep on the couch because it was across from their bedroom door. This one night was a typical Texas, humid night, and I had a small fan next to me. I had set it up so that my blanket was around slash behind the fan with clothespins and made it like an air bubble type thing, because this cooled me down enough to fall asleep. Sometime in the night, I hear someone walking to the bathroom, and I think it's my dad, so I ignore it. I then feel a hand pressing down on the blanket and patting down slash touching me. I sleepily say, "It's just me, Dad." Then he stops patting me, and I turn to go back to sleep. Then my dad pats at me again, trying to get under the blanket. When he finally does get under the blanket, I feel him touching slash patting my chest and my neck, so I gently grab my dad's hand and say, "Okay, Dad, good night, love you," then kiss it. That's when I actually get to see and feel this hand up close. It's not my dad's hand. I'm holding some gross, pale, old twisted nails. Dirty, clammy, cold hand. I don't know what to do, so I bite it, and the hand pulls away hard and fast. I then see someone run off and let off an inhuman scream. It wakes my parents up, and they come out yelling at me for making so much noise. I'm already up pointing down the hallway where the bathroom is that there's someone in the house. My dad checks, and of course there's no sign of any intruder whatsoever. They let me in their room, and I sleep on the floor. I have no idea what that was, but I know I've been scared forever because of it. This is one of the many spooky encounters I've had in that house, and maybe I'll share more in the future.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This happened in 2002. Now, before I get started, I apologize if my English isn't perfect, as it isn't my first language. For starters, I'm female, and I was 19 years old. I was working at a small family-owned coffee shop, where our customers are normally college students. Pretty much people my age. Anyways, the night in question was what I wanted to go ahead and bring up to you all. Now, at the time, I didn't have a car, and so I relied heavily on the bus. The nice part was the bus stop was literally across the street from the coffee shop, so I didn't have to go too far. So I was closing that night, and at around 10:15 p.m., I sat down at the bus stop's bench, looking down at my phone and waiting for the bus, which was to arrive at around 10:28 p.m. As I looked at some random memes, I heard the cars pass by, and that's when I started to hear movement behind me, in the shrubbery. When I turned around, this random man stumbled out toward me. Now right away I could tell that this man was drunk because of the smell of beer that came out of his breath. I cringed a bit as I reached for my pepper spray in my purse, while keeping my eyes on him at all times. "Do you happen to have some change on you?" he says, with a creepy look. I told him I had none, which then causes him to take a seat next to me. I go ahead and scoot closer to the other side of the bench, while he just sat there mumbling some random things under his breath. I was almost considering leaving and walking home, but it's at least a 45-minute walk home. Also, this was a time before Uber and Lyft were really a thing, so there was that. Okay, so I'm just sitting there uncomfortably when he starts with the questions. I try being polite and answering with short responses, until it comes to him wanting to know if I would go out with him. Of course, I told him I wasn't interested, and this seems to only anger him even more. He gets up and starts punching the bus stop sign, going on about how girls won't give him a chance, and how I would be sorry. I slowly started to get up again, keeping my hands on my pepper spray, just hoping the bus would get here soon. Why my dumb self just didn't run away, I don't know, but there I was. Nevertheless, he's arguing with himself for another couple of minutes, when I finally see the bus headlights coming down the road. At least, I would be saved. I excuse myself and walk right past him, but then he manages to grab me. Now, as he grabbed me, he spun me around, and this is when I use my momentum to create a fist, and then as hard as I could, smack him right in the temple. He lets go, and I take off, waving down the bus driver. The last thing I remember was jumping in, as the man came running up to the bus, trying to grab me. The bus driver quickly shut the doors on him, though, and he drives away. When I got home, I ended up calling the police. A couple of days later, it was my day off, and my coworker called me saying some creep was looking for me. He described him exactly like the man who I had encountered a few nights ago. My coworker even told me that the creep had a large bruise on his temple. Sounded like a perfect match. Anyways, after talking with my manager...
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
I ended up getting scheduled during the mornings, and I always had somebody pick me up at night, whether it be a friend or a family member. I quit a few months after, and I moved to another town, and I never saw him again.
So it was early 2020, and I was on a trip with my friend in London. We're two 22-year-old girls and just wanted to spend the weekend looking around the galleries and getting to feel the city as we were thinking of moving there. We were staying in kind of a dingy hostel in East London, but we were barely ever there. We stumbled in late at night after being out most nights. We were in a shared room with two other sets of bunk beds. Most nights we weren't really aware of any others being in the room other than the odd snorer who was gone by morning. But our last night, a new person had arrived. We noticed he laid out his clothes neatly on the bed, and all his shoes were lined up perfectly against the wall. He was sleeping under the duvet, despite his clothes being left on the top of the bed. Almost like he heard us coming up and jumped into bed before we came into the room. The lights were on too. We were both pretty drunk, so didn't take much notice and went to sleep ourselves. The next morning we were flying home on a really early flight, like 6 a.m., When we woke up, around 3:30 a.m., he was already awake, and while we were both getting our things together, we noticed that he was taking his stuff out of his bag methodically, in a really particular order. He was muttering under his breath, but wasn't saying anything that we could make out, but kept laughing to himself, and got progressively louder. We both text back and forth about how odd he seemed to be, but we were leaving soon, so we weren't too worried about it. I walked into the bathroom to brush my teeth, the door slightly ajar. My friend was directly outside finishing up her makeup, so I didn't see the point of shutting the door and locking it just to brush my teeth. Seconds after I walked in, he walks in. I froze, but then I thought I should act as normal as possible, instead of reacting or freaking out, as that might cause him to lash out, and I could already tell that he wasn't totally normal. While I'm standing there, brushing my teeth, he stares into the mirror at himself for about 20 seconds, almost glaring at himself. He seemed angry. He started grinding his teeth and grunting too. Then he switched and tapped on and started flinging water at his face, most of it flying behind him or down his clothes. He kept making grunting sounds, and they were getting louder. Bear in mind, I was about 2 feet away from him, brushing my teeth. I completely freak out and swallow my toothpaste without rinsing and walk out the bathroom. My friend was sat outside, her eyes wide, and she was shaking. She said when I walked into the bathroom, he stopped what he was doing, stared at my friend, smiled really creepily, and then walked in after me, keeping eye contact with her, which was odd because he never tried to make eye contact with me. We grabbed our stuff and ran downstairs. At first, I was tired, and I didn't fully process how weird it was, but looking back, it could have been really dangerous and was definitely very weird. Creepy man who decided to join me in the bathroom. I hope I never see you again.